Petersfield's Shine Radio.
I'm Julie Butler for Petersfield Shine Radio, and I'm with Jess Levitt, and I want to talk to you, Jess, about your... you're coming to Petersfield, aren't you, with a pop-up shop called Floral Lifestyle.
Yes, so Floral Lifestyle is my business. We have been running for 13, 14 years. It's me, my mum and my dad, and we are handmade homewares. So we will fill up a shop in Petersfield for 5 days. It'll be accessed through Sage & Salt Studio, and we'll take up that space for those 5 days and make it into an emporium of gifts, homewares, things for you to have for yourself, things for you to gift and all that kind of thing. Very excited.
That is really exciting. Now, what sort of things do you actually do? What's your specialism?
So more recently, our focus has been on cushions. We do a lot of premium style velvet cushions and just designs you just won't see anywhere else. Real luxurious, thick, durable cushions that you're going to want to see in your home. So a lot of the focus is going to be on that. But if you're not a cushion person, then there's going to be all sorts of other stuff there as well. So we do hand appliqued bunting, we've got hair accessories, scrunchies. My dad's part of the business will be there as well, so he does pebble art, string art, all stuff that you just need to come in, have a look at, because it is just going to be a whole two floors, which I'm really excited about, two floors worth of just homewares. Trying to think what else we've got. Table runners, coasters, all sorts of just, everything is cohesive.
You sound like you've got like your own little it is going to be your own little shop actually, isn't it, with what you just discussed. So I'm looking at one of your leaflets here. I mean, the cushions look amazing. So a lot of them have got animals on. Is that sort of one of your passions, animals, especially dogs, looking at these?
I'm dog crazy. The ones that you can see on the photo there is a tiny snippet, and those are the premium velvet cushions. They are so bright, so colourful, and super, super soft as well. Everything is all handmade by me, so those cushions are handmade by me. But yeah, there's a lot of animal ones. You've got your Highland cows, you've got your pigs, you've got your cats, your dogs, and all of that. There's also other ones. I do a few William Morris designs. I do sort of florals, bees, llamas, all sorts of different designs. But yeah, I guess some of them are quite animal-y, because we all love animals, don't we?
I love my animals. I've got two dogs at home, which I talk about on my Rise and Shine show on a regular basis. Jack and Jill. We don't have ridiculous names. So how did you get started on all of this?
So back in 2011, I was an events management student. So I was at university in High Wycombe, and I think my parents probably knew from a very young age that I was going to be somebody who wanted to work for herself. And there was a summer between second year and third year where I was doing my dissertation research in preparation for my dissertation, where I couldn't get a job because I needed to go to festivals to do research. So there was nowhere I could get a job. And I was like, what am I going to do? I need some money to be able to do little things that 18, 19-year-olds like to do. And I actually went to a craft fair, because I used to go to craft fairs with my mum and my granny literally every weekend, and it was like a thing we loved, and we're quite a crafty family, as in like personally with making stuff for each other and stuff like that. And I went to a craft fair and I saw this box, and mum was like, well, you haven't got any money to buy that box, so you better leave it there. And she said, actually, you can make that yourself. And I was like, I don't know. And she's like, I can help you. And it all kind of spiraled from there. 2011, I was obviously doing really, really small like things where my friends would go, oh, that's nice, can I buy it? And then I finished uni, graduated with an events management degree, and then went into corporate life, went in to be a sales consultant in events and did that, then went in to be a wedding coordinator and doing all the events management stuff there. But still in the back of my mind, I was like, I just want to work for myself. I'd love that. So in 2015, I started taking it more seriously. 2018, I went through a bit of a personal transformation, ended up losing 7.5 stone and just completely changing my life completely. And that kind of then rocketed the business even more because I had the confidence myself, of me as well, and being able to put me and my brand out there. And then since 2018, it has been absolutely flying. 2020, I was worried, obviously, we're going to COVID.
COVID didn't help anybody, did it?
Well, no, and that's what I was worried about, because I had a very physical presence, so I was going to craft fairs and stuff like that. And my first pop-up shop was 2019, back in Holt, in Norfolk, where my parents live. And then obviously COVID just stopped everything and I was like, now what am I going to do? And I had quite an online following, but then I just went with helping those online with, I've got gifts that I can make. You can't go out and buy them, so I'll make them for you and I'll send them to that person for you. So I then became that sort of middleman and have built up my online following since there, because I was then that person they could trust to be able to send to their recipient. Online went boom, we came out of COVID, I was able to go back to my pop-ups again because I saw a little taste before COVID and I was like, I hope this isn't the end of it. Then have then concentrated from there, so it's just gone, it's gone from bigger to bigger to bigger, and I'm just so proud of what we've achieved in that time. Me and my mum and my dad just create these amazing pop-up spaces where it's all cohesive, it's all just like a little wonderland, like seeing people's faces when they walk into my shop and go, oh my god, oh my, and they're looking around and they go around once and they go, oh, I didn't see that, and it's just their eyes widen when they come in, and that just makes it so special. And if they go away with something, they bought something, even better,
even
it
better.
Just honestly just means the world, where I can see people's reactions and those conversations you have as well, and talking about your brand. I mean, I'm so passionate about floral lifestyle and what and the gifts we can provide, and to be able to pop up in Petersfield was a dream of mine for a long time.
So why Petersfield?
So my other half, I've been with him for nearly 15 years now. We met at uni and he grew up in Petersfield, and so I've been visiting here for near on 15 years. And it's a lovely town. Yeah. I mean, I liken it to, I grew up in Norfolk, and I liken it to Holt. Holt is very much an independent place as well. There's no chains there, and it's all very much a community. So when I visit Petersfield, it just feels like a home from home, kind of. And I thought, right, let's, obviously I've done pop-ups in Norfolk where my parents are. I've done some in Buckinghamshire where me and Nick now live together. And I thought, no, I want to do one in Petersfield, let's give it a go. And that's when Sarah Jane from Sage and Soul, my father-in-law actually went to her and said, do you know anywhere? And she was like, actually, I do. It's through my shop. So Sarah Jane, who's just opened up Sage, well, I say just opened up, November.
About a year ago, I guess, or just under a year.
Well, she opened up Sage and Soul Studio, and it's an incredible art studio, gallery, just amazing artists, they're all local people. And then I went to her with the pop-up idea, with the, it's a whole shop behind her shop, completely standalone. And she was like, that sounds fab if you think you can do it, because I mean, people won't see it before I transform it, but it needs transforming, put it that way. It's completely empty and it's two floors, but I have the confidence that we can do it and really pull it off. So for us two to work together, and I'm also working with a lady called Daniela, who is from Bell Interiors. No, hang on. Oh my God, Bell Interiors, and she's got she's going to bring furniture in that she sells, and that's going to take up all.
We got a great big helicopter coming over, which is not helpful.
Not helpful at all.
Anyway, carry on.
So she's going to be providing the furniture. So that's all three of our small business working
excellent.
Together. So she's got like coffee tables and counters, sideboards, bookcases, chairs, all sorts that I can use to showcase my product, but she's also showcasing hers as well.
Yeah. So. What an amazing partnership. That is just, well, it's great to see three companies, well, three businesses working together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your pop-up shop is going to be on Wednesday the 26th of June, is that right?
Yes, it's 5 days. We open on Wednesday the 26th of June. I thought I'd try a Wednesday because I know the market's on in Petersfield on a Wednesday as well. Yeah. So I thought I'd tie in with that and hopefully sort of grab a few people from there as well. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I know that locals will know that Sage and Salt isn't normally open on a Sunday, but she is open obviously whilst I'm there, so even better, because obviously any custom going to me is going through her as well. Yeah. So just a 5-day pop-up, so people literally only have 5 days, and I promise you it's going to be worth it. It totally is going to be worth it. I would there's no way that someone's going to walk in and be disappointed, because I'm putting my heart and soul into this.
And I'm guessing there's going to be signage so that people know where to go when they get to say to the shop. They can it will all be directed through.
Yeah, absolutely. Sarah Jane obviously be there herself. I've got she's got two windows, and so one window is going to be mine, so you'll see some of my product in there, and then obviously my signage. And then as you go in the door, it's really easy to navigate. You just go in the door, and then sort of the pathway takes you to the left anyway. I'll have a sign there anyway. Just go all the way to the back of the shop, and then puzzah, you will then see us. You will see what I've created, which I know is going to be amazing. So we're going to have it'll be recognisable, put it that way.
That's brilliant. Well, I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
I will try and get to see it, actually. I'm just thinking my holiday clashes a bit with that, but I will see how I get on. But I'd love to come along to have a look myself.
Oh, it would be lovely to have you.
Yeah, that would be great. I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Thank you.
Songs that shine forever. I'm so in love with you. Oh, no. And the brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information, only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.